This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The parliament today witnessed chaos over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's remarks on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, which led to the adjournment till 2 p.m. However, both the houses of parliament resumed smoothly after the adjournment. Opposition parties today staged a protest in the Parliament House complex against Union Home Minister Amit Shah's remarks on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar during his speech in Rajya Sabha yesterday. The members from Congress, DMK, Left, RJD, AAP and some other parties joined the protest, which was attended by senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Mallikarjun Kharge and others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hit back at Congress over its allegation against the Union Home Minister on his remarks on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, saying Amit Shah has exposed the Congress' dark history of insulting the architect of Indian Constitution. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that the centre has uplifted the lives of the poor, including the minority, in the past 10 years. Speaking at the 20th Foundation Day of the National Commission for Minority Educational Institutions in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan said that the government has walked the talk of its motto, Sabka Saath, Sabka Viswas, and has been answerable to every citizen irrespective of their background. He highlighted that the government's schemes such as PM Awas Yojana and PM Ujjwala Yojana have helped uplift the poor, especially from the minority community. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has said that the government has given special emphasis on cultural development and unity, along with infrastructure development, economic development and agriculture. Briefing the media in New Delhi this morning, the minister said the languages of the country are an important base for the nation's unity and cultural history. The Election Commission is holding a preparatory meeting today on the Delhi Assembly elections, which is likely to be held early next year. The commission is interacting with the Delhi Chief Electoral Officer and officials from the police and administration. The term of the 70-member Delhi Legislative Assembly is ending on 23rd February next year. Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjeev Seth will participate in the commissioning of Indian Navy's state-of-art hydrographic vessel INS Nirdeshak at Naval Dockyard in Visakhapatnam today. Nirdeshak, the second ship of the survey vessel large project, is designed to conduct hydrographic surveys, aid in navigation and support maritime operations. This vessel will play a pivotal role in mapping the nation's waters and strengthening India's strategic presence in the Indian Ocean region through its foreign cooperation surveys. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held talks with the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing today to discuss key bilateral issues. This included the management of peace and tranquility along the line of actual control and the restoration of bilateral ties, which have been frozen for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. In Punjab, protesting farmers have stopped trains at about 50 places across the state to lodge their protest and press for their demands for legal guarantee for minimum support price for crops, among other things. The National Investigation Agency today said it has filed a charge sheet against two key associates of the designated terrorist Lakhbir Singh of the banned Babar Khalsa International Organization. The charge sheet was submitted yesterday before the NIA Special Court in Mohali, Punjab. The NIA stated that the accused Jaspreet Singh alias Jess and Baljeet Singh alias Rana Bhai are alleged to be active members of the terror gang orchestrated by the foreign-based Khalistani terrorist Lakhbir Singh, also known as Landa. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions to persist over the entire North India during the next 5 to 7 days. A fresh western disturbance and a low-level induced cyclonic circulation have been attributed for the prevalence of these weather conditions. Talking to the Akashvani News, IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that minimum temperatures will likely increase slightly over parts of northwest and central India. India's star all-rounder Ravichandran Aswin has announced retirement from international cricket with immediate effect. The 38-year-old veteran made the announcement shortly after a third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy ended in a draw. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.